Another conclusion is that second language teachers can and should provide guided, form-focused instruction and corrective feedback in certain circumstances, especially for persistent errors that learners do not seem to notice, for example, the usage of there and it. This kind of language use, a student won't be able to use the correct form themselves unless they have been noticed, unless they have been provided with corrective feedback about how to use it. Also, for typical first language interference errors, for example, Swedish is a V2 language. That means the verb is always in the second place. So yesterday I played tennis. Some pupils will say, yesterday played I tennis. And one or two short periods of a few lessons where this is focused will immediately get rid of that kind of problem. There might also be differences in within the first and second language structures. For example, the simple and the continuous or the progressive tense. In English, one says the moon goes around the earth rather than the moon is going around the earth. And the only way to be able to distinguish this is know how it's used in different circumstances. The simple form is used for habitual or permanent situations or facts compared to the progressive form. And finally, for pragmatic and vocabulary errors, an example here is the word eventuellt. We will do this eventually, and a Swedish person who says this is perhaps meaning we'll do this in time to come. But eventually in English always only means so morning on, gradually. It doesn't mean possibly. So this kind of false friend, in order to remove the possibility of this kind of error, then we have to help our pupils notice it.